going to PAX West?
I am, yes. I will be there with you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Good. Then I wonder if the listeners are going to PAX West.
Well, why don't you ask them?
Hey, are you going to PAX West?
Yes, I am. I'll be there with you.
Oh, God, it's a time loop. If we ever get out of this horrible time loop, come to PAX West, Sunday, September 3rd, 6 p.m., Sandworm Theater. If we don't show up, it's because we're in the time loop and we need you to free us. If we don't show up, get into a circle, link hands, chant our names, remember us, save us. PAX West! What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Anthony, we've talked about the death of objective truth.
Right?
Yeah.
Actually, on all of my online dating profiles, it says, hit me up if you want to talk about the death of objective truth.
Yeah.
My wife is like, you're married. And I was like, there is no objective truth. So prove it.
Yeah.
My experience is different. I would never do that. I would never do that. I felt horrible even telling that joke.
It's a funny joke, though.
It is.
How good do you think you are? You are a savvy digital content creator.
Mm-hmm.
You've worked in the Photoshop.
Sure.
You've worked on the Adobe Premiere.
I've been in the Adobe Mines.
Yeah, you have. How good do you think you are at spotting a doctored photo?
Fairly good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, here's what's up. Even if you're very good at spotting a doctored photo, something that working in video and in the industry of production has taught me, you know, my wife is a photographer and she does like a lot of ad campaign stuff. It's really taught me, like, when you go through and they're like, check out this feature on the special effects of Zodiac. And you're like, why the fuck would there be special effects in Zodiac?
Like a movie about two dudes sitting in a car.
Yeah, and those two dudes are in front of a green screen the whole time.
Right.
Because literally every shot in Zodiac is like, we're changing this into the 1970s.
Yeah.
And you didn't even notice, motherfucker.
You notice when the big robots attack the dinosaur.
Yeah.
You go, oh, special effects.
But special effects.
And
also, I don't think pertinent to the story of the Zodiac.
Yeah, but that was a great moment, you gotta admit.
I mean, it was a set piece moment, and every big summer movie needs one of those.
When Robert Downey Jr. was like, I think I have a clue about the Zodiac killer.
And it's like, we'll have to talk about that later, because the kaiju are incoming. And I was like,
it was great in D-Box.
It was amazing in D-Box. If you didn't see Zodiac in D-Box,
you missed out.
Just for the kaiju scene alone. So what I'm getting at is, like, even normal things in movies.
Yeah.
You know, now that I work for Lucasfilm, it's like, I know that there are some times where it's like, we'll take the eyes from this take, and not on digital characters, on real actors.
Right.
I want to take the eyes from this take, the delivery from this take.
Put them in a box.
Put them in a box and D it.
That's what D-Box is.
That's what D-Box is.
Horror show.
No, but it's like, sometimes it's the hand from this take and the background from this take, and you just don't know.
And as someone married to a photographer, you could probably attest also, there's no such thing as an undoctored photo.
Oh, God, no.
You've never... It's been 15 years since you've seen a photo that hasn't been doctored.
Everybody uses some sort of filtering on their photos.
Right.
Unless you see a hashtag no filter.
Even that.
It's kind of like,
put on the no filter.
Well, here's what's up with that. This may be a weird digression. I don't know how much it has to do with what you're going to bring up. But like, even if you don't filter a photo, just by nature of whatever camera or device you're taking that photo with, that camera is applying its own image processing and filtering.
There's no objective truth.
There is no objective truth. And if you use something like one of the Google phones, it will take four or five photos and average them together
to give you
the best photo that it thinks you're looking for.
Well, it gets worse than that. There's an article that our friend Ben Floriansic sent out to us. By the way, you gave him the nickname of the platypus for no reason at all. For literally no reason. He's been the platypus.
Yeah, my nicknames are bad. That's the, I, guys, I'm not winking when I say this. I'm not doing air quotes. If you send in enough stories, I will give you a nickname, but it will be very bad.
Based on nothing.
I get like, when I have to give people nicknames, I get very nervous and I get very like, I get two in my own head and I freeze up and I don't know what to do. The naming of things is very important and I choke every time.
Yeah.
Why is he the platypus?
No reason.
I don't know.
But forever. Forever he is.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, thanks, Ben, for sending this in. He sent it to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. You can also post on our subreddit, wehaveconcerns.reddit.com, or in the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/wehaveconcerns. This is a story from the LA Times about a study that was done to see how good people actually are at knowing when a photo has been messed with.
Mm-hmm.
How much are we fooled and how much do we know that we're being fooled? This is something that I actually think about a lot and I'm worried about going forward because there's so much just garbage that people shovel as being true and not true in text form.
Sure.
When we get to the point, I mean, we're already at that point, but when we get to the point now where photo and video, especially when people will, you'll see someone say something and that's not even real.
Sure.
We're all going to be fucked. It's going to be so fucked. So this study took a bunch of people and
do you remember
them,
when we started this show and I was the pessimist?
Yeah, really. Times have really changed.
Things have really taken a turn, huh, kids?
It's not fun.
Platypus knows.
Platypus
He's
knows.
Been here since the go.
So,
since the jump.
The scientists at the University of Warwick in England showed pictures to 707 people ages 14 to 82.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asked them...
707 people of each age between 14 to 82.
It was quite a collection process. It's humans.
Let me tell you something. This is the first study we've ever done where I feel like they've gotten enough data.
708 would be too many.
Yeah. And 706 is like, are we sure?
Come on. Yeah. Subjects were presented with 10 photos and asked whether they believed each image had been digitally altered. If they answered yes, they were then asked to click the region of the photo that had been changed.
Okay.
Half the photos they saw were originals and half were altered.
Now, what kind of alterations were they making in these photos?
A variety of different intensity levels.
Yeah.
A variety of different things. So
they started with like a picture of the guy who was administering the test, like his head like pasted onto Channing Tatum's body.
Right.
And people were like, nice try, doc. And then like by the time they got to the end, it was like, we just turned this apple from a red apple to a green apple.
Right. No, it was... You know, sometimes they just messed with shadows. Sometimes they airbrushed features on sometimes they added things like they would add a boat in the background of a picture of a lake or something.
Okay.
So they said each volunteer on average studied the photos for 44 seconds before they made their decision. And it took an average of 10.5 seconds to identify the place where they thought the photo had changed if they thought it was a fake. And they got it right actually more often than they got it wrong. 66% of the time, they were able to classify photos as either original or altered when they really were. So they were correct 66% of the time.
That's actually pretty good, I think.
I think so, too. The headline of this article is, we're terrible at this, but 66%, that's better than a coin flip.
Yeah, and I also think like we have to keep in mind that when you're doing things like the subtle changing of shadows or the airbrushing of features of a person that you are not familiar with.
Right. And they didn't get a chance to see. They're just not like a one-to-one comparison. It's like, it was not, look at these two photos, tell us which is the original. It was just, look at this photo and tell us if it's an original.
Like, if you're looking at a photo of a person, I mean, this is why we have this idea of the way famous people look. It's because we've never seen famous people without being doctored or made up.
Right.
Right. So, or that's why people are so obsessed with like the photos in the tabloids of somebody going to get a coffee.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh my God, that's
like
what
us.
They look like without
they're
getting.
Like
they're just like us.
So much like us.
They get their Frappuccino the same way we do on their way to not distribute their wealth back into the system.
It's just like us.
Just like us. Yeah. So I think like when you show me a photo of two people hanging out in a park and I've never seen those people before, how am I going to know that you've doctored a photo, airbrushed a photo of that person?
That's why I think it's pretty amazing that 66%.
Yeah. And even things like changing a sky, you know, like, oh, we changed it to a sunset. Well, motherfucker, I don't know.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know.
Well, that's the problem, is that we don't know. It said they did a better job at spotting original photos than they did spotting photos that have changed. So they were more accurate going, yes, that one has not been changed, than they were saying that definitely has been changed.
Okay, Mr. Henderson, I'm going to go ahead and show you a few of these photos now. This this first one is a lovely green lake in the middle of Michigan.
Oh, green lake, Michigan. I think I've been. Has it always had the Statue of Liberty coming out of the middle of it?
Good work, Mr. Henderson.
Oh, thanks.
All right, next photo. This is me at your children's school.
Okay. That it's you under the clown mask?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay. That looks like you're standing right behind my son, Tim.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he clearly hasn't noticed you're there. I don't remember this happening.
No, he never would.
I'm going to say this is a real photo.
That's right, Mr. Henderson. It definitely is real.
Okay, I'm going to do really good on this test, I promise.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you better.
Okay.
You better. Because I know a lot of things, Mr. Henderson.
Oh, is that my living room?
That's a picture of my living room, Mr. Henderson?
It looks like my living room.
Is it, though?
Oh, no, that's not where I put my TV.
That is not where you put your TV.
You changed it.
I moved your TV.
Oh.
When I was in your living room last night.
Why would you move my TV? I liked it there. It avoided all the shadows.
Here are two dogs on a Ferris wheel.
Oh, look how adorable they are. I like the idea of a scientist that goes into people's house and just makes it more feng shui for them.
Yeah. He wasn't being sinister.
No.
It was a coincidence that he was at the children's school. He didn't know he was going to wind up there. And he's just a member of the Benevolent Order of Charitable Clowns.
That's right. Yeah, that's a very nice thing to be a part of.
The BOCC.
Who took the picture, though, Anthony?
Done.
Anyway, so... They were better at noticing something was amiss when that thing seemed physically implausible.
Sure.
So, you know, there we go. Such as when an object appeared to cast a shadow in the wrong direction. But the precise locations of these impossible alterations were just as hard to pinpoint as the changes that were more subtle. So it's like, I know something's wrong here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel it.
Well, that's the trick, right? Is if you're looking at something and there are three objects in a photo, and one of them is casting a shadow in a different direction. Once again, without the context, you know something's wrong, but how do you know which, maybe those two objects have been altered and the one is casting the natural
shadow? Right.
So you have to there's a certain amount of, because we don't have context, we're a little bad at these things.
Yeah.
But I don't think it makes us bad at seeing the truth in things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's two different. I think those are two different ideas that are getting tripped up by the same language.
Well, anybody that's looked at a Scholastic newsreader or an episode or a Boy's Life magazine, knows, parents ask your
or one of those weird porny find the missing object. What are the difference in these photos at a bar?
That's what I'm talking about. Anybody who's tried that knows it's not easy when you know that there's shit wrong.
Also, how are they still allowed to do those really porny find the different object things in bars?
I don't know.
How is that still allowed?
Why would it not be allowed?
If I was to look at a picture of a bar and they were like, what's amiss? I'd be like, the fact that you can just still have porn in bars? And we're fine? We're good? Everyone's comfortable?
Yeah, I guess it shows what kind of bars you
like. That's cool, I guess. if we're all agreed, then I'm fine with it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I guess.
I'll sit and I'll hunt for the hidden objects. That's fine. But I feel like if there's even one person in the bar that's like, why the nude porny find the hidden object machine?
You don't want to play MILF Hunter?
I mean, here's the thing. I'll play MILF Hunter if it's the full machine with the gun that you can actually you can actually load.
That feels different than what you could play at home.
Yeah.
It's special.
But if it's just the small tabletop MILF Hunter, I mean, I can get MILF Hunter on the PC. It's exactly the same.
Exactly the same. Cheaper. They did a second round of this experiment, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Where they took another 659 volunteers, because they're 707 is fucking hard.
It was too hard. Guys.
How hard is that?
Guys,
so hard.
I just sorted through all the data.
Yeah.
And it was it took me a really long time. It's not fair to make me do it. I would say in a normal day, I could do 659 of these. I can't do 707.
That's 660. You don't want to just round it up to 660?
I can do 600. No, because you can't do this to me. I need work-life balance.
You're right. You're right. 659 it is.
Thank you.
We value that here. Also, we're taking away your health benefits.
But I can go home?
Eventually.
So 600- why do you have a picture of yourself with my kids?
You're never going home.
All right, I'll do 660.
By the way, I changed everything in your life. 659 volunteers. This time, this is really interesting to me. This time what they did is instead of taking pictures that were already online in the JPEG format and therefore compressed, they used PNG format and had much larger, higher resolution photos.
Oh, that crisp data.
Crisp data.
You can really draw those Bezier curves. You can use some feathering. You can really like change the details on that.
Layers.
Yeah, selective color.
It was harder.
Of course it was.
Well, why would that be? Of course it was.
Because what we're looking for.
Why wouldn't that be easier?
Because what we look for naturally, we've learned to do this. What we look for naturally in a photo that's been doctored is we look for the area where like compression algorithms don't match. So, you know, like compression noise, like blocking, artifacting.
Yeah, those are clues.
Yeah, we look for like in a blue sky, a compressed JPEG will do that weird thing where it's not a gradient. You've got banding in the sky.
Yeah.
And so if they're adding something to the sky, we'll naturally look for areas where that banding doesn't make sense.
But
to
I would argue that these original 707 they wouldn't think about it that way, but they just sort of feel it. Right,
exactly. But I'm saying, but you're asking why I think that is.
I think you're onto something.
And so I think with like more data, you can make cleaner edits. And so you don't have those tells, those like quick, like, aha, that's the fake.
Yeah.
That edge is weird and it's got like a little white fringing on it, you know?
No, I think you're absolutely right. We sense it even if we don't consciously know why.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. But the conclusion that this article comes to, which is the most disturbing, I think,
is we can fake people out of a lot of money.
Oh yeah,
we have got plan, and these people are rubes.
All we have to do is show them a pile of money, and then edit it to be a slightly smaller pile of money, and they think it's the same pile of money.
It's the same pile,
and then we have that extra money.
We have that extra fake data of money.
Yeah, we have the
we have the pixels.
Yeah, did we think this through? I don't think we thought this through.
I never think anything. I only act.
Well, put that clown mask back on and let's get out there.
Yeah.
So the conclusion they come to is they have no idea how to make people better at it.
Oh yeah. I don't know if there's a way to make people better at it.
Because isn't that bad? Because the tech is going to get better.
Yeah. And we're just dealing with limited information. I think for the more subtle edits, there's never going to be a way to make people better.
It says, we did not find any strong evidence to suggest there are individual factors that improves people's ability to detect or locate manipulation.
No, the only thing that can do that is context.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that can do it.
So we're fucked? We're fucked? There's
no
truth?
How are we fucked?
There's no truth.
I think that's a big leap.
You will never be able to trust an image again.
Look, if it's
this
more-
is not a pipe, Anthony, the treachery of images.
Never heard of it. Now, if there's a picture, there's a photo of an ocean, and it looks a little better with a boat in the background.
So be it. Let's live in the universe where the boat was there the whole time.
Love that boat.
You're happy with the boat.
I don't care.
I don't care that there was
never
a boat.
Now, if you are faking
moon landing.
A moon landing. Let's say a moon landing. Let's say a moon landing. Let's say we're faking a moon landing.
Right.
We don't necessarily believe that.
Right.
We're not necessarily the sort of people who would believe that or be followed for our beliefs.
No.
We wouldn't be followed by the government for speaking out.
No.
Look at The Shining. Follow the work of Kubrick. He put the clues in the movie.
That's right.
Think about it, sheeple. But we're not those people.
We're not. We would never say anything like
that. We are not
those
people. We definitely went to the moon.
We saw the moon.
We definitely did. And you'll never get me to say anything else until I have the proof.
And there was a boat there.
There was a boat on the moon and it looked lovely.
It was delightful.
And you'll never catch me, motherfuckers. No, I think if people use that, use those doctored images to con people out of money.
What
to
do you
fake,
mean if?
To fake news events.
What do you mean if? How is it not going to happen?
I mean, it probably will.
It probably already has and is constantly happening. The
whole NASA.
The whole fake news thing where they just give you a headline of this happened. why not show Hillary Clinton in front of the pizza place distributing?
There are already doctored images or images that are cropped, things that are going around. And it's up to us, as it always has been. I mean, technology will get better and it will get harder for us to find this, I'm sure. But it also paradoxically gets easier because it's easier for us to share information. It's easier for us to dig into things. It's easier for us to find alternate documentation of events than it was.
This really scares me, Anthony. This kind of thing that we're headed to where you can't trust your own eyeballs anymore.
I think every technology that makes it easier to lie is countered by something that makes it easier to find the truth, if you are so inclined. That's the biggest thing.
That's the problem.
That's the biggest thing is context.
Lack of inclination.
Context and kind of like some critical thinking. Like, that's the thing, is we need to be instituting that more in our lives.
So I have to trust people instead of technology, Anthony? Is that what you're saying to me right now?
Yeah, I mean, unless they're fucking astronauts.
Can't trust those guys.
No, no. Because you know what? You know what? Astronauts ain't never been anywhere I've never been.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Cape Canaveral? Lie.
Lie. I've been to Cape Canaveral. It's lovely.
Oh.
I'm saying up. You know what I mean? But I'm not saying that. So call off your fucking hounds, NASA. How do you guys feel about this? And I mean the moon landing.
Yeah.
Not this bullshit about images. That's smoke and mirrors, baby.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about, but it's what we're talking
about. But it's what we're talking about, but it's not.
But it's not.
But it's not.
Don't talk about that, but tell us what,
us what you think about this article. Hashtag moon landing on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And it's not about the moon landing.
Not at all.
But if you head to iTunes and you give us a 5-star rating,
yeah,
they will give you the opportunity to write a review. Write a review of the show and not what happened during the moon landing.
Not about the boat on the moon.
Don't write about the moon landing. And remember, we are only checking reviews that give us 5 stars. That's how we'll know. Not that there's anything going on, NASA.
No. Moon boat.